Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 20, Motivation. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. Today's episode is another fun one, packed with memorable sayings and practical lists, all centered on one essential idea. Motivation. Earl begins with a reminder that cuts straight through the myth of the self-made individual. Everyone needs other people to be successful. No meaningful success happens in isolation. And because of that, how we relate to others plays a central role in how motivated and successful we become. Earl gives us four keys to successful interactions with other people. The first is recognition. Acknowledge the people you come into contact with. See them, use their name, let them know they matter. Two, communication. It's not just about talking, it's about listening. Real listening. The kind that seeks understanding, not advantage. Three, look service. Look for ways to be useful. Contributions fuel motivation more reliably than reward alone. Four, gratitude. Express appreciation openly and sincerely. Gratitude strengthens relationships and reinforces goodwill. What struck me is how often motivation is treated as something purely internal. Discipline, drive, grit. Earl reminds us that motivation is also relational. It grows in environments where people feel seen, heard, are useful, and appreciated. From there, Earl moves into a deceptively important idea. Practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent. Whatever we do consistently becomes part of who we are. Our habits shape our character, which means we need to be intentional, not just about what we do, but about what we practice every day. If we practice cynicism, we become cynical. If we practice kindness, we become kind. If we practice enthusiasm, we become enthusiastic. Motivation isn't something we wait for. It's something we train. Earl then returns to a familiar but powerful challenge. Treat everyone you meet as if they are the most important person in the world. And he gives three reasons why we should do this. Number one, because to that person, they are. Two, because it's the right thing to do. And three, because it's a habit worth developing. Now, that last point matters. This isn't just about ethics. It's about identity. When we consistently treat people with dignity and respect, we shape ourselves into someone who is capable of meaningful leadership and connection. Earl reminds us that success in life depends not only on what we do, but how we do it. We can go through life grudgingly, resentful, detached, and counting the minutes. Or we can go through life with zest and zeal, because success depends on other people. Those who bring energy, enthusiasm, and goodwill into their interactions tend to be more fulfilled and more successful. Passion is contagious. So is indifference. Earl closes this episode by quoting J. Paul Getty, who said there are four types of people in the world. The first is entrepreneurs, those who create the projects or enterprise. Second is the invested contributors, people whose success is tied to the success of the organization. Third, there's the rank and file, those who do a decent job, but whose identity isn't tied to the outcome. And finally, the indifferent, people who don't care whether the organization succeeds or fails, and treat customers and coworkers with contempt. It's a stark list, but also a clarifying one. Motivation isn't just about effort, it's about ownership. Where we see ourselves in relation to what we're doing determines how much energy we bring to it. So episode 20 leaves me with these reminders. Motivation is built through habits. It's strengthened through relationships. It's sustained by service and gratitude. And it shows up in how, not just what, we do. Practice the right things, treat people well, and choose to bring energy into the work of living. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.